World's on fire. Our culture is disintegrating.
Hey, pass the salt.
It's time. Hey, you, pass the salt.
You know what, why it's disintegrating? Because we're jellyfish.
Pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed in this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a Coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
Hey, so bear with me this morning if I seem a little bit edgy. I was saying in the pre-show, I've got about 10, 30-minute little things I have to do. You know, I was gone for four. It ends up being almost 5 days from the time you get gone. I come home, and I got a lot going on around here. And I got about five, maybe eight little 35-minute things that I got to do. I can't seem to get caught up on stuff. I'm a little bit edgy today. Just bear with me. And no, you can help. I appreciate you wanting to, but no, there really isn't a whole lot you can do. It's just little things. You know, newsletters got to get sent out. I got to do something. My back deck needs painted. Got to mow the grass. I'm going to just go on. Got to clean Sky High. Just all bunch of them. So bear with us here today. Happy birthday to Dr. Paul Goslin. Happy birthday, Paul. How old are you today? No?
Coach, sorry, Coach. My birthday's on the.
Somebody told me it was your birthday.
Yeah, no. A lot of false things about me on the internet, Coach.
Hey, Paul, maybe your parents lied to you. Maybe it is your birthday and your parents lied to you. Happy birthday anyway to you, Paul. Anybody else?
God bless you,
man. Happy birthday.
Whoever's birthday is that. I'm glad I met Paul Goslin. I don't know about you guys. I'm glad I met you guys. Have changed my life. The people in this queue have changed my life. Different perspectives, things they bring to the table, all that. And so I'm just honored that you guys would all be out there. I got some stuff I want. Saturday Night Live this weekend. Bring a friend with you, please. Bring a friend. The address is up on there. May 4th. Can you believe it's May already? It's May Day. We're going to talk about that here in a second. Saturday Night Live, same place we did it 2 weeks ago. Come there, be part of it, get to know each other, drag your friend with you. Folks, things are beginning to happen that are going to shake us to our core. I'm going to get to that in a second. What else? National Day of Prayer today. National Day of Prayer. Now, I said to my wife, bah humbug. I don't want to be a bah humbug guy. Bah humbug. But we don't even really pray about what really needs to be prayed about, do you? You really think we do? So God bless everybody who's gathered out at their courthouse. I'm happy Randy's going around staking courthouses. I think that's probably just as important at this point. So it is National Day of Prayer. So find some place to plug in if you can. Get that done. Saturday Night Live, Paul Goslin. Sorry, Paul, it's not your birthday. And Randy is going to read to us today the final day of our prayer that Craig put together, because it's the end of that 10-12 day period where the demons were raging, April 19th to May 2nd. Today's May 2nd. We're finishing it up today. And Randy said, Coach, can I read that prayer? So I know, appreciate all Randy does. Randy, come on in, brother.
Well, I know everybody can read, Coach, but I just had it in my heart. I wanted this last day. I really wanted to do it. So I appreciate you letting me do it.
Oh, you kidding? Sure.
Okay. This is our Passover prayer of remembrance and protection. And started back in April 19th. Today's the last day, May 2nd. Here we go. We praise and honor you, Lord Jesus. You are lifted up and sit on the right hand of the Father.
Amen.
As we approach Passover this year, we call upon your name to be honored and lifted up high. The beautiful story of God's redemption plan for mankind before the creation of the earth.
Amen.
And as we remember your sacrifice on the cross of Calvary during this year's upcoming Passover celebration, almost 2,000 years ago, we, as your body of believers, come and pray in unison, Amen. Asking for your spirit to move mightily upon the earth from April 19th to May 2nd. Amen. We are in precarious times as war looms over the Middle East and the lands of Israel. Confusion and conflict overwhelm the Holy Land at this time. The very Prince of Peace, you, Lord Jesus, are not positioned in the hearts and minds of world leaders across Amen. The earth. Amen. Yet, as stated in John chapters 1, 2 through 3, that he was in the beginning with God, and all things were made through him, and without him nothing was made that was made. Psalms 2 states, why do the nations rage and the people plot a vain thing? The kings of the earth set themselves, and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed.
Amen.
Saying, let us break their bonds in pieces and cast away their cords from us. But he who sits in the heavens shall laugh.
Mm-hmm.
Father, as you laugh and distress them in your deep displeasure, give your ecclesia the wisdom, strength, courage, boldness, empowerment of your Holy Spirit to be in one accord in prayer, but also in action in the days ahead and into the month of May. As the enemies and the rulers of this world are brought to naught, we thank you, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, your Son, and perfect sacrifice to bring mankind back into relationship with you, our King, our hope, and our salvation. Amen and amen.
Amen and amen. So let it be written, so let it be done. Was it, who was it? Moses said that? No, Pharaoh said that, didn't he? So let it be written, so let it be done. Thanks, Randy. we are, I got some crazy things to show you here, man. If I'm looking at my list here, that I wrote at the top of my stuff. The left owns education. The left owns education. Sheila, I'm gonna get you in here in a second. Promise. We'll say it again. The left, the communists, they own education. They've owned it for quite a while. And if anybody out there right now thinks that what's going on the college campuses is spontaneous, then you probably still believe in Santa Claus.
Amen.
That the everything that we've been watching over, I could do this right now and see how smart our audience is. Can you, anybody out there, give me who the boogeymans have been in the past on college campuses, the social change that came about as the result of actions on college campuses? Could anybody start running down the litany of things? Now, we know this. Are you looking at me? The average college student couldn't care less about anything that's going on in the world. They're out getting drunk. They're out getting laid. They're out doing that. They couldn't care less about anything that's going on. Yet, all of a sudden, all across the country, college campuses are erupting with protests. Anybody want to scratch their head? Anybody besides me remember the civil rights riots in the 1960s? Anybody remember any of that? Anybody remember the homosexual gay rights riots that erupted on the college campuses, by the way? On and on and on and on. This is infiltration into the college campuses, which then stir the pot, which create social action. Pull up, if you can, for me, the picture of the tents, number 7. I saw this yesterday, friends. I'm sure some of you did too on Facebook. Yale University, University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee, and the University of Michigan, look at that, all have the same tent. What?
Well, damn, yeah. That's just a coincidence, brother.
Yeah, that's just a coincidence that all that would be happening. And what would make all of these people show up, all these young people, all of a sudden, they're not concerned with global warming. They're not concerned with them. Pick whatever it is. No, 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 no. It's what? It's anti-Semitism. That anti-Semitism, both sides. And you don't wonder if they didn't stir the war in the Middle East because of exactly this. Do you remember when it was Rodney King? Do you remember when it was the Muslims? Do you remember over and over and over and over? It becomes the means of social change when, by the way, they pay college students to come out and protest. I'm sorry if you don't get what's going on. And they're doing it for a very, very specific reason. And this very specific reason, let me show you here. Which one is that? Unbelievable. I saw this today. Left owns education. All right. Pull up YouTube, the very one, the left owns education. Hey, folks, there's no one fighting for America anymore. No one is fighting for America. I'm going to say that again. Nobody, no group, nowhere fighting for America. Jews here, Israel there, Palestine here, there, this group, that group, those group, them group, they group. Divide and conquer. Divide. It's everywhere you look. Divide and conquer. Divide and conquer. 2 minutes and 23 seconds inside the gates. Go ahead and play this. Hang on. Okay, this guy is he'll tell you who he is. He's a leader of some pro-Israel group, I think it is. Nothing matters, some pro-Israel group, right? And all of a sudden, all these kids on college, they quit going to this class. They quit going out and getting drunk. They quit going out and chasing each other and sleeping around. They quit doing that. Now they're all concerned about Israel and Palestine. That's the major thing in the college campuses, right? Huh? Anybody go to college besides me? Sun was out. I'd had a six pack laying on the back deck. Anybody else know what I'm talking about? Come on here. Come on. Go ahead and play it.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Hang on.
My name is
Rahan
Carroll.
Ask yourself this. Is anyone fighting for America? Go ahead.
My name is Rahan Carroll. I'm a staff attorney at CARE New York, the Council on American Islamic Relations, New York chapter. We're a civil rights organization. We protect the rights of Muslim New Yorkers. It's my honor and privilege today to stand in solidarity with the students of CUNY and Columbia. Inshallah, I'll keep this brief because I know we're all ready to get started.
Yeah. Freeze.
This is a...
Freeze. Isn't it unusual that the Muslims started this whole mask wearing thing? Isn't that unusual, folks? And now that mask wearing thing spread to us because of the COVID, right? Yeah, that's the ticket. Go ahead.
This is a historic May Day for New York State.
Freeze it. May Day has been a focal point for demonstrations by various socialist, communist, and anarchist groups since the Second International. May Day is one of the most important holidays in communist countries such as China, Vietnam, Cuba, Laos, North Korea, and the former Soviet Union countries. May Day is like their 4th of July. Go ahead.
On this May Day, universities tried to kill dissent. The police tried to kill dissent. They tried, but they failed. They learned that these tactics will not silence us. We are not going anywhere.
Now you're getting paid!
On this May Day, we need to explain once again to these institutions, it's not that complicated.
That's right.
Violent arrests, suspensions, expulsions, they're not
like J6?
Going to work. We are going to be here
like
no
J6,
matter what.
Like J6, you mean? Like J6?
From CUNY to Columbia, Stony Brook, Adelphi, University of Buffalo, and many others, all of New York State, its students are rising up and speaking together with one voice. Alhamdulillah. So please, please keep your du'as out for the Palestinian people, our brothers and sisters in Palestine. Palestine harra! And May Day Mubarak! Assalamu alaikum.
Is anybody fighting for America today? Do you think those college students there have anything, understand anything at all about Palestine and Israel? You think they have any idea? Somebody gave them some money, probably told them they could have some beer, whatever, and they show up and they scream and holler, put on masks and cheer. Okay, now hang on, hang on. Some of you might get really uncomfortable today, okay? Just might get really uncomfortable. Pull up number one. Does this make you proud, folks? This make you proud? The House GOP, let me say that again, the House Republicans pass a controversial bill labeling certain Christian scriptures as anti-Semitic. What? The Republicans are censoring Christian phrases regarding the Jews. Scroll down. Scroll down. Hey, friends, this passed. Hang on, it's right there. Stop a minute. This already passed. And I said to you the other day, how is it the only thing the Republicans and the Democrats can agree on is the Jew issue? How come that's the only issue that they can agree on? The House of Representatives passed the Anti-Semitism Awareness Act. Do you believe this? You believe this? On Wednesday, which has sparked significant debate, I bet it has. The bill aimed at curbing hate speech amid tightened tension on college campus. They're not worried about the border. They're certainly not worried about that, are they? It passed. Are you ready? It passed with a vote of 320 to 91. 70 Democrats and 21 Republicans opposed it. So what does the bill define? Anti-Semitism bill. By the way, still has to go to the Senate. Scroll on down. Scroll on down. Because it's going to tell us what it bans. Keep going. Keep going. Keep going. Keep going. Keep going. Keep going. All these guys. Here we go. Are you ready? Folks, this is going to become law in the nation you live in. Right? Here's what it calls for. It says at the top, anti-Semitism is a certain perception of Jews which may be expressed as hatred towards Jews. Rhetoric and physical manifestations of anti-Semitism are directed toward Jews or non-Jews, yada, yada, yada. So here's what's in the new law. Ready? Calling for, this is now a crime. Calling for, aiding, or justifying the killing or harming of Jews in the name of a radical ideology or an extremist view of religion. 2, making mendacious, dehumanizing, demonizing, or stereotypical allegations about Jews as such as, or the power of Jews as a collective, such as especially, but not exclusively, the myth about a world Jewish conspiracy or of Jews controlling the media and the economy and the government and other societal institutions. If you start saying, hey, the Jews control the media, that's going to become a crime, boys and girls. Accusing Jews as a people of being responsible for real or imagined wrongdoing committed by a single Jewish person or group. How come they never do that with us? How come it's never just one Christian? Denying the fact, scope, mechanisms, e.g. gas chambers. So if you're saying it's a crime for you to say that they didn't kill 6,000 Jews, 6 million Jews, they didn't do that. That'd be accusing the Jews as a people or Israel as a state of inventing or exaggerating the Holocaust. That'd be a crime, Clay. Your butt be in jail, dude. Accusing Jews, folks, this is passed. This just passed the House. Accusing the Jews as a people or Israel as a state of inventing or exaggerating the Holocaust. If you say, they made all that up. There weren't that many Jews ever killed. Hitler didn't kill that many. You walk on a fine line, baby. That's a new hate speech. How about accusing Jewish citizens of being more loyal to Israel or the alleged priorities of Jews worldwide than to the interests of their own nations? That'd be a crime. Can't be doing that anymore. Friends, I ain't making this up. Accusing Jewish citizens of being more loyal to Israel or to the alleged priorities of Jews worldwide rather than to the interests of their own nations. Denying the Jewish people, number 7, their right to self-determination by claiming that the existence of a state of Israel is a racist endeavor. This passed the House. applying double standards by requiring of it a behavior not expected or demanded of any other democratic nation. What about, hey, how about some hate speech for short, fat men over 71? I would like some hate speech put in place for that. Huh? I would like some hate speech put in place against short people. I would like that. I'd like some hate speech put in place for Christians, for those speaking against Christianity, against our Savior. I would like that. Number eight, applying double standards by requiring of it a behavior not expected or demanded of any democratic. Can't criticize Israel. Using the symbols and images associated with classic anti-Semitism, such as claims of Jews killing Jesus or blood libel, to characterize Israel or Israelis. You can't say the Jews killed Christ. You can't say that. Can't say that. Why? Because it wasn't all the Jews. It wasn't all the Jews who did that. You can't draw comparisons of contemporary Israel policy to that of the Nazis. And number 11, holding Jews collectively responsible for the actions of the state of Israel. You can't blame the Jews when Israel kills Christians in Palestine. Hey, there it is. There it is. Now, some of you get nervous. Some of you get nervous. Can anybody explain to me how it would be possible? How it would be possible that almost all the people in Congress support that?
Dual citizenship, Coach. The majority of them are American and Israeli citizens.
You can't say that. You'll go to jail. You can't say that. You go to jail. And then what happens? See, my Christian friends, some of them are, they're stomping their feet right now. They're angry right now because I'm even pointing this out. They're mad at me. Mad at me. I got to show you two more things, then I'm going to open up. Boy, the line's stacked up here. Michelle, give me a face mask, would you? Give me a shield. Give me a shield. Huh? Yeah, they're going to throw darts at me for telling the truth there. Give me a shield. She'll get me one. Okay. Huh? These two things happen. Folks, something happening here. What it is ain't exactly clear. They are doing the best they can to stir up trouble, especially in Israel, especially Christians against Jews. They're doing everything they can. And I'm going to tell you something right now. You better hear me. The government is going to side with the Jews, not with the Christians. Somebody say amen. Somebody give me an amen.
Huh? Amen. The government
is going, amen, Coach.
They're going to side with the Jews rather than the Christians. That's what this is all about, folks. This is who this is being aimed at. Okay, now, a couple things that excite me, and I'm not going to make you do it. Go to number six. Pull up number six. Stu Peters, yesterday. I'm not going to watch the whole thing. I'm not even going to play anything. Stu Peters did yesterday 33 minutes and 7 seconds about what it is we're talking about here today. Of when and how did Israel become the golden calf in America? Put that in the chat so you guys can watch it. Or if you can't find it, I found it on, where was this one? This one was on. No. Bring it here. My wife brings me a mask, Clay. Do you believe it? Is that a loving woman? She goes,
it's
and
just a fake one.
She brought me a fake mask. I'm getting ready. Thanks, honey. But that's a loving wife right there. All right. This is really good, and I'm not going to get up there. But not only that, Jeff Durbin, number 5. Now, sit down. Spence, play the first 2 minutes of this. You guys know who Jeff Durbin is, right? Pretty respected guy. He's asking those questions you're not allowed to ask. Go ahead.
So it's just a really strange thing to say that evangelicals are like, I stand with Israel unequivocally. It's like, guys, they're sinful people.
Well, what comes on the end of that typically is this next statement, which is because they're God's people.
Yes. And you hear things like that, and it just goes to show precisely what you landed on.
Hang on,
unequivocal
man. Fight the urge to get mad. Fight the urge to get mad at me and watch the rest of it. Go ahead.
Because they are God's chosen people.
It's a theological commitment.
That's right.
Exactly right.
And so we need to ask the question, is somebody who is physically descended today, from Israel by blood, physically descended from Israel, who rejects the Christian message, rejects Jesus Christ as Messiah and Savior, hates the message of Jesus, spits on Christians in the streets of Israel. Is that person God's chosen people? Are they truly Jewish? And look, it's an important question to ask because put it all on the table. You're not hearing from people who just always opposed this idea. Luke was raised in this. Zach was raised in this. My whole Christian education and Bible college education was right in line with that. Those are God's chosen people, God's chosen people, God's chosen people over there. And we're sort of like the stepchildren, you know, like sort of that's God's chosen. And we're like the stepchild, like, you know, yeah, we get all these blessings and stuff, but they're really the apple of God's eye.
Isaiah 65 has something to say about that.
It sure does. It sure does. And so let's go to the Bible itself to ask the question, does the Bible give to us this idea that the modern evangelical has today in the West about the state of Israel today, the people in the land of Israel today, does it give us the idea that we have been raised with in evangelicalism? And I want to say, no, no. And so I'll give you an example from an inspired apostle teaching exactly this. And we could do this over and over and over again.
Spencer, bring up, because he's going to go here, number five at the side, Romans 2:27, because he's going to quote it. So I want you guys all to see this before it goes any further, okay? Here's Romans. This is from Paul, a Jew. For circumcision verily profiteth, if thou keep the law. But if thou be a breaker of the law, then your circumcision isn't any good. It's made uncircumcision. Therefore, if the uncircumcision keeps the righteousness of the law, shall not his uncircumcision be counted for circumcision? In other words, can he just work his way into the kingdom? 27. And shall not uncircumcision, which is by nature, if it fulfill the law, judgely, who by the letter and circumcision does not transgress the law? Look here. For he is not a Jew, which is one outwardly, neither is that circumcision which is outward in the flesh. This is the scripture Durbin's going to quote here, right? Are you born a special person? Are you a special person because by birth? Go ahead.
27 of Romans chapter 2. Paul's having a discussion about the uncircumcised and circumcised, who keeps the law, who doesn't keep the law. He says, then he who is physically uncircumcised but keeps the law will condemn you who have the written code and circumcision, but break the law. For no one is a Jew who is merely one outwardly, nor is circumcision outward and physical, but a Jew is one inwardly. And circumcision is a matter of the heart, by the Spirit, not by the letter. His praise is not from man, but from God. Can you get more explicit than that, than the Apostle Paul, a Jew himself, saying, this isn't the real thing. This isn't where it's at outwardly. It's inwardly. And so the Apostle Paul makes it explicit there is that you're not even truly Jewish because you are outwardly or physically Jewish. You have to be inwardly Jewish. It's a matter of the heart. Mm-hmm. And you could be Gentile, physical Gentile, and you could have the Spirit of God indwelling you and circumcision of the heart. And that's Paul saying that's a true Jew. Wait, but he's not actually physically Jewish. No, but he's truly a child of Abraham. He's a descendant. That's true Israel right there. That's a true Jew. And so again, the challenge that I'm making is the typical evangelical in the West today that says those are God's chosen people. And I'm going to say they're God's chosen people who are spitting on Christians in the street. Guys, we could pull videos like this ad infinitum,
okay,
ad nauseum.
Get the point, right? Get the point. So listen, do not miss this connection, folks. The Luciferians understand in the heart of the evangelical Christian the love for Israel. They understand it. You're seeing them play on it right now in front of your eyes. That's what's going on. They are stirring up dissension now, come on, between the Jew and the Christian. Does anybody see that besides me? Anybody at all see that? And they're stirring up that dissension. And can I tell you the truth? There's Christians on both sides. The ultimate divide and conquer. And you can say whatever you want to. You can support Israel however much you want to. Christian brothers and sisters are being murdered by Israel in Palestine.
Amen.
Come on in, RJ. Come on in, RJ.
Yeah, Coach.
Sheila Holm, you're ready. Sheila, I'm going to come to you here in a second. Go ahead, RJ.
Yeah, you know, it is a very tasty piece of red meat here.
Yeah, and, I'm comfortable. Really isn't it?
Yeah, well, it's well seasoned, and we can go back to 1990 and find where Congress passed the Noahide Law Act. They called it Education Day, and I'll put it in the chat. But this is just another unfolding of the ancient plan, which is to undermine the Christian faith and the operation. I mean, what was the purpose of having the law and having a chosen people? It was to bring into the world the law and Christ, the Messiah. And so I'm glad this is happening, honestly. I'm glad it's coming out. We should all be on a local college campus and standing out there with a megaphone ready to answer these idiots that don't know what they're talking about. They don't understand what's going on.
But so RJ, hang on, folks. Listen, folks. According to your theology, some theology, this could be leading to an attack upon Israel and ushering in the second coming of Christ. See, that's where a lot of Christians are. That's what their theology tells them, right? This is a good thing. End is near. Jesus is coming because Israel is under attack, right? RJ, I didn't mean to cut you off, although I meant to.
No, you're good. I want to hear others. I said what I had to say. That's it.
Okay. Jack, come on in.
Yeah, we started down this slippery slope when we allowed your emotion to be illegal, when they made laws against emotion. We've started
Jack,
this with...
There are now laws. There's now going to be a law against criticizing Jews. Go ahead.
That's right. And that's because we even used the word hate speech. There's no such thing. You commit a crime, it's a crime. But adding the word hate to it...
We got to understand they've conditioned us to hate speech, right? Hated the homos, hated the blacks, hated the Muslim. Well, of course these Christians hate Jews, right? So you understand? You understand what's going on? Keep going, Jack.
We allowed them to outlaw an emotion. Hate is an emotion. And so they made hate illegal, and now they can throw anything at you because we allowed them to make victimless crimes. No victim, no crime. We didn't want that because then we can't manipulate our enemies.
Amen. They, amen.
And now you are the
Jack,
enemy.
I got a lot of people today. Clay, go.
All right, two things. One about those college students. I saw a video yesterday where somebody was going into the crowd and interviewing the college students and asking them why they were there to protest. And they didn't even know why they were there. They said, we're here to support them that's speaking on the stage. And they said, well, what are they protesting about? And they didn't know what they were protesting about. The other thing, Coach, is we were born of the flesh. And now we're supposed to be born of the spirit. And when you're born of the spirit, that's what's important right there. What's in your heart, born of the spirit.
You're a Jew who's won inwardly. How long have we been saying that? Roger, go ahead.
Listen, they're just trying to get a paycheck.
Yes, they are.
They're just trying to get a paycheck. They need some beer money tonight. That's what they need.
Right.
All joking aside. Dave, I don't know why we're even paying attention to them. Let's put this in perspective. Ohio State has no less than, I think, 35,000 to 40,000 on-campus students, okay? 300 show up, and they kind of riot and, you know, get upset and worked up. Now, I understand things can grow. Don't get me wrong. I can understand. What if you just didn't pay attention to them?
Well, the media wants to.
Well, I know that, but it you know, you've got 40,000 students going to school, and you've got 300 on tents that they all bought at Walmart. I know things can grow. I think of the Vietnam era where the protests got worse and then you had Kent State. I get all that. But, it's orchestrated. I think,
it was obviously a group buy at Walmart or wherever, right?
Yeah.
Ordered those tents.
Yeah. But my position, and I think many people in the queue may think I joke too much about things, but I try to add a little levity. I'm trying to be biblically solid too at all times, but you just got a problem with a kid getting a job.
Dale, come on in.
Well, hallelujah, Coach, because we don't need to worry about Heather Ardoni, who was just put in solitary confinement.
Right. I saw that.
Solitary confinement. Oh, what was her charge in jail? Did she stab somebody with a staff, a gaff? Oh, I know. She gave somebody food. Solitary confinement. May 17th, she's for sharing her food, facing 10 years there, another 10 in Tennessee, another 10 in Dearborn, 33 years, Coach, for what? Saving babies. Our government hates Christianity, and this is part of that wicked, deviant plan. Now, totally agree that Israel has a right to defend himself. Coach, if America had missiles launched in them by the thousands, remember, this stuff has been going on. It's not like Israel propagated this war, but I get it. Wars are started by government, and they force people to fight them. And then you get the Hamas, and they're going to stand behind women and children. They've always done this, Coach. So there's that descendant. We need to understand it. They're not of – I agree with what Jeff Durbin said. We're Christians. We're Jew by the circumcision of our heart. Amen. But if we go biblically of the 12 kingdoms of the Ishmael, brother, that they're wild men. You look at them, those countries down there in the Middle East, that's exactly what they are. So there's no doubt about it. There's a big biblical significance of what we're seeing. But Israel is pro-homosexual, pro-jab, anti-Christianity. Brother, this thing is coming to a head. And America's government is wicked. DC should be cut out of the earth and just put out on an island and get rid of them, right, Coach?
Amen. 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 So hang on. I'm going to do Mark Trump, then Randy, then Sheila Holmes coming in, going to explain behind the scenes some stuff. Go, Mark.
Yeah, Coach. I just don't think things have changed ever since Jesus walked. Whenever he addressed the Jews, I think his terms for them, which would be illegal under that new law, I think it was vipers and serpents, Coach.
Yeah,
Didn't he call the Jews vipers? Our Savior that we follow calls the Jewish leaders vipers and serpents, and we can't?
No, we go to jail.
This is the difference. As we say Jewish, we say Israel. We are not talking about the head of the snake. We're talking about a country full of people that's mixed, like Ukrainian Christians. Right. Ukraine's not evil. Ukrainian government is. America's right. not evil. America's government is.
Yes.
The Jewish government has been in place, and that's who Jesus followed. He wasn't subject to the courts in Rome, right? He said
right.
that.
Right, right, right.
They were probably more on track in Rome under Roman law than the Sadducees and Pharisees. Mm. The same ones are running the earth that they're saying is a conspiracy is a law. The same Sadducees and Pharisees, Dr. Harari, right, yeah. Coach?
Yes, sir.
It's a bunch of crap. This is a totally false, divisive narrative, in my opinion.
Yes, sir. We're letting them get away
from the beginning, and they've done it from the beginning.
But Mark, here's what's really important for us to understand on this one. This one right now pits Christians against Christians.
Amen.
That's what's going on here,
Amen.
Baby. Big time. Bless you, Mark. Randy, come on in.
Yeah, Coach. As far as I know, this gospel is very clear that it doesn't matter if you're Jew, Arab, an Oklahoman. It doesn't matter if you are anti-Christ. If you slap Jesus in the face as the Messiah, the Lord and Savior of the earth, you are Amen. Under a curse. And I don't care if you're in the Holy Land and you believe everything in the Old Testament, you are under a curse. It's been that way since Christ, Coach. So there's no one is outside of that fact.
Unsaved Israelis, unsaved Muslims, unsaved Americans, ain't none of them going to heaven, folks. And no, nobody, Nobody's getting in there by their birthright. Sorry. Joe Allen.
For being in law enforcement, I can't tell you how many laws have been added to the books. Here's a question mark. Could this be hate speech overall, like what we're doing right now, considered hate speech? How could they shut us up? All these Doug Hagman programs like that, us, how they, you're developing hate speech, Coach.
Yes, sir. That's where it's going. That's where it's heading, man.
This is where it's heading.
Amen. We got to understand it. Our government's behind it, friends. Both governments are behind it.
Evil.
Sheila, come on. Sheila, come on in here. Kind of straighten us out a little bit. And Sheila sent me a really good text yesterday about what we were talking about, and I didn't catch it till after the show. So help us out here, Sheila. What's going on?
Well, Coach, I'm loading the car in the rain in Nebraska, and I got 900 miles today, 900 tomorrow. So I'm sorry when everyone kept raising their hand. I thought I'd better get my car loaded. So I'm sorry about that. But anyway, when you started out this morning and what you were going over was, just get my laptop here. When you were going over all this morning, I don't think people understand 1847, they were positive. That's it. Christ is coming. Can't get worse than this. 1850, they put us in a compulsory education. The parents from the beginning of time in America could teach their own children and they could educate them. And they could tell them the truth. In 1850, you no longer could. They had to go to public school. You have to control the children. They're controlling them in the colleges. They're controlling their thought patterns. You have to say what they want you to say, or you don't get the good grade. All of these things are not new. We talked about May Day. May Day is another ritual of the satanic. Paganism, Gentile, call it whatever you want. It's the other kingdom. And they dress up little girls and fashion them out around a maypole. They put the flower rings on their heads. And they've been doing this from the beginning of time. None of this is new that we're dealing with. We just didn't know. So what we're facing is a whole history of this. But because we don't understand our history and the fact they took us over before we were ever self-governing, that's their plan. It's in my 45 points book. They stated as 44, but that's why Juan agreed to what God told me. We have to understand they do everything backwards, which is contrary to everything we do. Everything they do is backwards. So our entire history, they have taken out all of the truth people. Why did they take out three presidents on the anniversary of our independence? They took out Jefferson. They took out Adams. Why? Centralized banks were against the Constitution. You can't do businesses where the government holds a percent interest. Now we're dealing with bioweapon targeting in America, and our government holds a percent interest in the stupid patent. They're not doing anything different. In the last week, and I didn't even tell you this, Coach, I got two hateful conduct notices from Twitter, and I couldn't figure out what it was. They didn't just restrict my release of information. They canceled it all. And I can't go back and retrieve it and resend it. So I sent the tweets and they never went out. So I said, God, what do you want me to do? And he said, scroll through your tweets. Do you know what they were, Coach? The first one was a picture of all the government officials under Biden. There's only, there's only three U.S. America flags. The rest are all Israel. On the Congress and Senate, it was the entire list of who's duo citizens. They've taken over long, long before now. So a lot of the discussion, we have brilliant minds listening this morning. We have brilliant minds speaking this morning. They keep us distracted in current event conversations, and we don't understand. This has been the roots from the beginning of this nation. They took us over before we were even here 2 years under George Washington. They wanted him to be the king. They wanted to control him. Now, what they've done, and they've done, look at the whole pattern. They're controlling absolutely everything. So I'm just opening up on my phone what I sent to you, Coach, yesterday.
Yeah, you guys were so... If you bear with me a second, Sheila, I'm going to send it to. We're going to get
I've that. I've got it.
I want to get it up. I want to get it up on the screen here so people can
okay.
follow along with it. Hang on, Jared, it's coming. Or Spencer, it's coming to you.
Okay.
Hang on. Sorry. Coming directly to your email, Spencer.
And some of you may be old enough where they did the stupid maypole thing on May 1st at schools. They asked us to dress up. We did it.
Okay,
I mean,
Spencer,
I remember this. And I don't know how many more remember it. But the young girls desiring to be chosen. I don't know if you're sending that one out.
I'm sending the list of things that you gave me yesterday. Spencer, okay. Are you there? Are you getting it, brother? Because I want people to see this as Sheila goes down through it.
It's hard for us to comprehend what's happening now. And we get frustrated on how they're doing this and what the professors are doing and everything else. That's not the focus. It's the roots. I've been criticized. Back to the two hateful conduct. So the two hateful conduct, I said, God, what do you want me to do? And he said, scroll down. And those two pictures that I sent out have been everywhere on the internet for a long time. But because it was about Jews, Twitter notified on each one. They just have a heart for the Jewish people, the people of Israel. You can't say that they...
I have up on the screen right now the text that you sent me yesterday. So everybody can read along. Sheila, you can start reading it. They can follow along with you, okay?
Okay. So we're starting at 620 May Day?
It says, merge with all pagan feasts and festivals. No option for the feast and festivals of the Lord since 325 AD.
Okay. Right before that was May Day. They dance around the maypole. Young girls desire to be chosen one. And that's all throughout. That's why all these TV shows of just get with this guy and then decide later. That's what Valentine's is about. Hard for us to comprehend, but we reenacted for all generations without realizing the depth of this evil ritual. They took us off of our Hebrew calendar. When they did that, it was a Gregorian calendar. That's another reason the pilgrims came here. And at the same time, the Bible was just translated into English. The dates in scripture. So if we quote dates in scripture, there was some of that yesterday, second month, 17th day. We think it's February 17. It's not. It's the second Hebrew month and then the 17th day. So they merged all pagan feasts and festivals. And there was no option to do the feasts and festivals of the Lord since 312 to 325 AD by declaration of the Roman Emperor Constantine and the Nicene Council.
So May 1st today... Sheila, May 1st today is not the May 1st of 1,500 years ago.
No. May 1st today is still May Day to them.
All right. Keep going.
This goes all the way back to ancient times. Remember the craziness at the coronation of King Charles? And I think our guys made them do this. They put the little flower circles on their head, all the women did. And they wore the different Victorian dresses or whatever, the ancient dresses. They made them do that because that's what they do. And the girls want to be selected to be the one that the man picks. And they did that during that.
Sheila, you said that we say and repeat the Nicene Creed in churches. Where did that come from, Sheila?
The Nicene Creed came from the Nicene Council that worked with Roman Emperor Constantine from 312 to 325 AD to create... bringing all of us in so it would look like it was worship, but they did this to bring us in. And to this day, if you look at what you're doing and what's in your hymnal books in the front in all the denominations, and you're doing those creeds. And the Nicene Creed, a lot of you know it probably by heart because they taught it in confirmation classes when you took confirmation.
I'm reading down this email real quick. Reasons pilgrims banned church in America because they departed from the new Gregorian named after Pope Gregory and removed 10 days, used their names for days and months. Native Americans and pilgrims worship the Lord's feasts and lives per the Hebrew calendar. Two different calendars. Is that right, Sheila?
Correct. Correct. Different names of the month. Everything's different.
500 years planned to bring believers back to the Father did not make it 250 years, 1620 to 1870. So they formed America to bring us back to the Father, and it got infiltrated and never made it.
Yes, yes. It was totally taken over. They agreed to kill Lincoln. Yep.
In Civil War, they killed 700,000 Christians. Is that right, Sheila?
We killed each other. All the believers, because what they call Christian is pagan and Gentile worship, Christianity.
In 1864, all secret societies were brought to America and enacted by an act of Congress. Land granted and societies funded by Congress. All secret societies. Act of Congress. 1870. What about 1870 and Christmas, Sheila?
The president declared that Christmas had to be a holiday in America again.
It was been a one world church and empire Reich since Constantine. That's the Roman Empire, right? The Roman Church still is the one world church, isn't it?
It has been from the very beginning, and every denomination is a knockoff, and the non-denominations operate exactly the same way, want the same amount of money. There's no difference.
Brought to Charleston, South Carolina in 1871 when corporation established in America. That's when the real United States of America, Constitution for the United States of America, 1871, it became a corporation. Is that what you're telling us, Sheila?
We're the head of the one world order already since 1871, yes. That's why all the money goes to all of their families in Ukraine, Iran, and Israel.
And then you said 1873 Easter.
And by then, everybody was back in churches doing the same stuff we're doing today, not knowing what we're doing.
So this all happened between what, Sheila? What was the time frame here in America? Let me scroll up here a little bit. Spencer, can you scroll up on that? 1873, they established Easter. 1860, during that, basically that nine-year period, Sheila, is that when America was stolen?
It was stolen, 1850, when you put all your kids, the future generations, into public schools and you start indoctrinating them. That happened in 1850, but in 1847, they were sure Jesus was going to come. It's all throughout research. 1847, they couldn't take it anymore. They couldn't deal with it anymore. They really thought Jesus was going to come. It couldn't get worse than this. But it had been that bad before. But they knew there was no freedom. There was no liberty. They knew tyranny was back. That's why they killed Monroe, the Monroe Doctrine, 1823. They killed him 1831 on July 4th. Jefferson and Adams, 1826. They killed them. I think we've really been destroyed since President Andrew Jackson didn't support. He has to be the one to enforce the Supreme Court hearing. And they won. The Cherokee won. And no Native American Indians were to be forced off their land, out of their homes and off their land. And he didn't enforce it because his third goal was to get them all on the other side of the Mississippi because it was too fertile land. It was already developed. They had beautiful homes. People don't understand where we were. And when you start doing that, but in 1804, even before that, that's when the British and Foreign Bible Society removed the Apocrypha because that's how the pilgrims knew where the Native tribes were.
Sheila, is the Vatican still at the heart of the New World Order?
Yep. Well, we're it. But yeah, the Vatican, but there's several reports that the Pope has been dealt with, and we already got the gold out. Several people have confirmed 650 government planes flew the gold back.
Kind of a deep breath kind of time, isn't it, folks? You think about what's going on. Sheila, let me throw another one in here real quickly so that you guys will understand. Let me throw you two. I got to get these out because it really won't be appropriate for what's going on tomorrow. Pull up, if you can, for me number two real quickly. Now, this is amazing stuff. Huh? Anybody want Sheila's brain? Folks, look at this. I'm going to go through it. I'll put it in the chat. Massive revelation. James O'Keefe releases undercover video of a CIA contractor admitting that the CIA director withheld info from Trump and spied on his presidency. If you go down, it's a tape. They got this guy undercover saying this kind of stuff went on. It's unbelievable. Now, one other thing. What is it, Coach? Is that what I wanted? Number four. Here's a good one for you, folks. Here's a good one for you. Number four, United Methodist Church, this is what, Wednesday, May 1st, lifts their 40-year ban on queer clergy. The United Methodist Church now will recognize and ordain homosexual clergy. Wow. Mark Trump, come on in. Thanks, Sheila.
Yeah, my wife worked at the United Methodist Church in Salem, Virginia, for a lesbian pastor. Female lesbian pastor was replaced with a Marine pastor, male, who allowed Islamists to come speak on 9/11 at his church. And they had the gay flag hanging in the United Methodist Church out front in Salem for a month. And my wife quit. I mean, what the heck, Coach?
Wow.
What the heck?
Playing for the other team. She's playing for the other team. Good for her, man. Good
yeah.
Her.
Well, I think it's individual or something because they've had that rule allowed for a long time.
Yeah. Well, you talk about apostate. Jeff Nell, come on in.
And real quick, Coach, I found out that Gitlow, the former co-founder of the Communist Party USA, said to attack the Methodist Church first, then Christianity, infiltrate, change the minds from a spiritualism to materialism. This is all intentional.
Amen. Surprise, 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 as Gomer Piles would say. Kevin Van Story, come on in, Kevin.
Would it be possible to share that information that you just shared with from Sheila?
Spencer, is there any way that you can put that? Kevin, I can text it to you. Maybe that'd be the easy. Well, there'll be a million people that want to. Spencer, is there any way that can get into the chat? Okay, and if anybody didn't get it, text me. Well, how do we do that? And I'll get it to you. It's great information from Sheila. So we are in an identity crisis in America, folks. And I'm telling you, something has got to give. Something. And look, I'm agnostic. I'm telling you the truth. I'm agnostic on Israel and Jews. Agnostic, what does that mean? Gnostic means to know. Agnostic means to not know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know what's going to go on in Israel. I don't know what's going on with the Jews. I'm going to be honest with you. I don't know. But I know this. American Christianity, I got to say it. American Christianity is more concerned with Israel than they are with Americans. Would anybody want to dispute that? Open borders here in America, they come across the border. These aren't Christian people coming across the border. Israel, we're fighting to defend their border. Our tax dollars defending their border while our border is open. Folks, there's something seriously, seriously, spiritually wrong with the American church.
Amen.
And I can't put a finger on. I don't know exactly what it is, but I'm going to tell you this. This worship, this placing of Israel above our own interests. Anybody think that's, you think that's of the Lord? You really think that's of the Lord? To give our resources and money to an unbelieving nation? Now listen. I'm not talking about individuals. Here's the problem that we all have. The American government doesn't represent me. The Israeli government may not represent individual Israelis, individual Jews. We get the two mixed. As if everything the Israeli government does is righteous because they're God's chosen people. Well, America was a shining city set on a hill. Are we still that? Do people go around and look at America? I'm talking about Americans. Do we go around and talk about how much our American government loves Christ? Is that something that we're teaching to our children? No. What are they teaching their children in Israel? The government. What is the government teaching the people in Israel? Not the Jews. Separate them. That's where, man, oh, man, oh, man, oh, man. Can you believe that it's going to be against the law to criticize a certain ethnic group? That's what it is. Jews are an ethnic group. Ethos. One of many tribes. You can criticize Christians. You can criticize Catholics. You can criticize, but you can't criticize a Jew. And oh, man, folks. Something wrong with that Capitol dome in Washington, D.C. Something seriously, seriously wrong. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Do you believe that's true today? Is that true in the United States of America? Are you pledging allegiance to this wicked, wicked Joe Biden-led Luciferian government? I'm not. I didn't leave America. The government's been seized.
Who controls the dome in Israel, Coach?
What's that?
Who controls the dome in Israel?
Who controls the dome in Israel? How could all those people, both sides of the aisle, agree you can't criticize the Jews? See you tomorrow.